This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, Hawkeyes and Hulks. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We play a game based on the top grossing movies of all time and seeing some scenes. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there. Waka waka, kids!
Bye forever! Now, Aaron, I don't know if you know, but there's a very small village in Denmark with only a population of one, and the one person that lives there is this beautiful, tall woman who's the funniest, tallest woman in the world. Do you know her name or the name of the town? It's the
Aaron.
Same thing?
It's the same name. It's the same
what?
Name. It's
oh,
not Aaron.
Jupiter!
Oh, yeah, I want to mention our Patreon. It's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We have so much great bonus content you can check out there. I also, like I said at the top of the show, I want to apologize for my head cold and my gross sound, so apologies again for that. Also, check out on Stitcher Premium, Hey Tavern Tavern. It's the three of us in the Hello for the Magic Tavern world doing some fun stuff. And I also want to mention, I don't agree with what JPC said about Hershey bars and his plugs. And Aaron, I want to second your plug for the band Aqua. Check out their albums. They're phenomenal musicians.
Oh, I would love to plug my Twitch. It's twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I stream most days over there, so you can always check me out. Give me a follow. Give me a sub. If you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you know, we all have to make the hard decisions in this world. Go ahead and just give me your free Prime sub. It doesn't cost you anything, and I get a little couple of bucks for it. It's great for everyone. I gotta also say, Denmark does not have Hershey's chocolate. So if you are looking for superior quality chocolate, do not go to Denmark. They don't have the basic fundamental chocolate. Hershey's is the worst. It's the worst chocolate. It's the worst chocolate. Adel, anything to plug?
I would like to plug my Instagram, AaronKeefe10. About once every 5 weeks, I go through and I respond to all of your messages. And I love doing that. So if you want to send me a message, you can find me over there. I also have been really loving Crushes podcast, and I really love the podcast Improv is Dead. All fellow Chicago comedy people, huge fan. So check that out. Also, check out Aqua. I know what you're thinking. I haven't listened to Aqua in 20 years. Dr. Jones is the best song ever. Go to Spotify, type it in, close your eyes, and ride the roller coaster of happiness and love, my friends.
Aqua is going to be so surprised when their numbers spike.
GPC, anything to plug? All right, let's get into some main course riddles.
Ooh.
These
Papa
are listener submitted, obviously, just like the warm-up ones were. And these are from M from Canada. So thank you, M. Let's get into it.
Let's get dangerous.
Let's get dangerous.
Is what Darkwing Duck would say.
Ooh, okay. I wanted to let enough time pass, but we had someone whose name was M, and then Adel didn't launch into his M&M impression. This head cold must be something, man. This thing is really fucking with you.
This is a head cold podcast.
I said M, and you didn't go, I'm tired. A man made of tires. A man made of tires. I'm tired. Ned Flanders. You guys, join the Patreon for nothing else other than Adel's two M&M raps. They're my favorite thing. So these are from M. And M says, I stole these riddles from a page-a-day puzzle calendar from 2014. Each one gives four unrelated words. And to solve it, you have to find rhyming words so that the first word becomes a category and the following three become items in that category. It's just more simple if I give you an example, because it's really confusing.
Good, for because example, I literally watched the light leave Adel's eyes. I saw Adel's soul step outside of his body, look back at him, shake his head no, and then they both departed.
He goes, I can't do this.
As my soul was leaving, my body tried to grab onto its feet and said, take me with you.
Yeah.
remember, we love riddles again. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
We love riddles.
But can we also say, canonically, we hate the instructions for them.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't, this ain't school, okay? I don't need homework right now. I love riddles, and I do all year, but I hate homework.
JPC doesn't like instructions. He's thrown so many cookbooks out the window. Mm-hmm. He goes, don't tell me how much sugar I got to put in brownies. Fuck
He's the bad
you.
Boy of baking. We need to do an episode where we ask our parents for help with riddles, like homework. Where we
I
all have
that.
Our parents on a phone and we go, Mom.
Just crying at the dining room table at 10 p.m. going like, I don't get it. All right. So, for example, shower, lazy, faster, nose.
What is this, a Daft Punk song?
Shower, lazy, faster, nose.
Shower, lazy, faster, nose. The solution would be flower, daisy, aster, rose.
Is an aster a type of flower? That's my only question.
It is. So that doesn't make sense. So it's like the all the words will rhyme each other, and the first word is the category for the other three words.
Got it. So the first one's going to be the hardest one to figure out, but it's a word that rhymes with whatever. And there's no natural category to the four words. They're just random four words.
Yeah, the first four words are completely random.
Got it.
Okay. Each one gives four unrelated words, and to solve it, you have to find rhyming words so that the first word becomes a category and the following three become items in that category.
M from Canada, I love this.
And I love it.
I have a question for M from Canada. Now, I have not been to Canada since I was a young child, but it's possible that someone from Canada came to the United States. And my question, I guess, is just a general question. What did I do to you? Did I do something wrong to you? Did we cross paths? Did I dismiss you out of hand? Did I slight you in some way? Was my behavior somewhat offensive to you? I want to know because I need to apologize. And I feel like I'm being punished.
Well, JBC, I know exactly what you did because I have a newspaper from when you were a young child, redundant, in 2003.
Uh-huh.
And you, as a child, got a stepladder and slapped a Mountie horse.
But
it took him so long to set it up just right. He readjusted the ladder several times, climbed up it, and slapped him right across the face.
In my defense, I thought it was a hands on a hard body contest, and I really wanted to win that horse. That thing back kicked me. It kicked me so far, I immediately lost the contest, which was not a contest.
And then he said, hockey sucks, and then backed away into the United States.
Aaron, and in Canada, it's called soccer.
Ah!
But I get the game, Aaron.
You get the game.
I love it. I want to play it. I want to do great at it. Let's get this party started, to quote Fergie.
All right. Let's do it. Loyalty, spring, clean, rinse.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Yes, JPC. Solve that puzzle.
Royalty, king, queen, pence.
Yes, he did it. He did it.
Mike Pence, the former prince of Indiana. We call our governor the prince. We're the only state that does that.
And you're a huge fan of his, right?
Just his political work.
Yeah. Oh,
his haircut.
Oh, yeah. Have you two read the children's book, La Petite Pence?
No.
It's about a tiny Mike Pence who lives on the moon. It's a beautiful story.
What would it take for you to read? Let's assume Mike Pence has written a book. He has to have written a book because all politicians would. What would it take for one of you to read in its entirety Mike Pence's book?
If the name was like a good pun, if it was like Pence Pals or something like that, I would
take a pence, leave a pence.
Yeah.
sixpence. The economy, the poorer.
sixpence, none the richer, and I like it that way. I think it would have to be a picture book, and it would have to be from a trash can on the side of the road. And I would really
okay, guys, well, I got to tell you that it looks like there are some articles from Simon and Schuster that Mike Pence has
signed. Wait. Simon and Schuster? What happened to Garfunkel?
So it looks like they're both doing solo things now, and they want it better this way.
Garfunkel thought that he was the brains and voice of the operation.
But Mike Pence...
I'll never get over it.
Mike Pence has a two-book deal. And it doesn't look like maybe it's not even out yet, but we can, and at some point, look forward to reading Mike Pence's book. In its entirety on the Patreon. Oof.
I know I've said this before on the show, but I wish I had Garfunkel confidence. I'm aiming to have that kind of confidence going into my 30s. I want to think I'm more talented than Paul Simon.
Can we do a new weekly three-panel cartoon? Mm-hmm. It's called Garfunkel, and it's a nice New York City singer-songwriter cat.
Okay.
And that's all I have right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It hates Mondays. What else?
Lasagna. Loves Central Park.
Yeah.
The only living cat in New York. Mm-hmm, I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one is knowledge, braille, puke, and myth.
Nothing rhymes with knowledge. This is
yes, it does.
Okay, I do.
And if you had gone to this place, you would know that.
I'd like to solve.
Yes, Adel, solve that puzzle.
College.
Yes.
Duke. Can you repeat the words?
Braille, puke, and myth.
Braille is Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Puke is Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And myth?
Mm-hmm.
M-Y-T-H?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know
myth.
It.
Smith.
Yeah.
Yes.
I believe it's pronounced
I'd like to see
Smythe.
A scene. JPC, you are a dad, and Adel, you are a son, and you just got all of your college acceptance letters in the mail, and you're opening them to see where you got into school.
And Aaron, you said JPC's a dad, I am a son. Am I JPC's son, or I'm just... any son.
You are JPC's son. I'm sorry. I should have specified. Oh, his soul's leaving his body because I've talked too long.
All right, kiddo. It's a pretty big day. I got the photo recorder all set up, so we are capturing this moment forever.
The photo recorder? Dad. Jesus.
What?
Photo recorder?
I'm just trying to be supportive of my special guy on his big day. I only wish that my pop was around to capture this moment for me when I was your age.
Where was he?
We don't know. That's actually kind of a sad story. He claimed to have been abducted by aliens several times, and then one day, he just disappeared forever.
Dad?
Sometimes hey, Dad. When I look up at the moon, I still think about him. Maybe my old man's up there. Maybe he's thinking about me. Hell, I use this photo recorder to see if I can capture a glimpse of him amongst the clouds, but I never do. I never do.
Oh, Dad, look what I got into. I got into the...
wonder what he's getting into now, up there, oh. So far away in the clouds, in the sky. Yeah. If he's still alive, but he would be.
Hmm.
Alien technology can keep you alive for much longer than we mere humans can live.
I don't know how you know that. Dad, will you take a look at this acceptance? Dad, put down the guitar. Put down the guitar.
Sorry, just noodling around, thinking about the old man. Maybe he's still alive. Probably not. Anyway, it's your big day, buddy. Go ahead and open up your first acceptance letter.
I hope
it's an acceptance letter.
It is, and look what I got into. I got into the University of Florida Occidental, UFO.
You got into the University of... You're going to be just like your old man! A UFO grad!
That's where you went, Dad?
No. You're right. I didn't go to college. I was on the road, tracking down my old man. Looking up at the stars in the sky at night, trying to figure out where he went with my old photo recorder.
Boy, well, I'm going to take a walk outside. This is like herding 1,000 mice.
No! Don't go outside! That's where they are, son! You got to stay inside with me! Put your foil hat back on.
What's this beam of light? Dad. I'm getting... Put down the guitar. Put down the guitar and help me.
I can't. I gotta play.
Fun. Okay.
Fun. I was trying to think, who's the guy that plays Cliffs of Dover? Is that like Eric Johnston or something? The famous guitarist? Huh?
Cliffs of Dover?
There's a song called Cliffs of Dover... that's amazing, and it's like by a famous guitarist, but I forget, it's not Joe Satriani, it's like Eric Johnston or something?
Dude, you are obsessed with the Cliffs of Dover. The Cliffs of Dover tried
they
to
almost
kill
me
one time, and the guy cannot stop talking about it for the rest of his life. Aaron,
sorry.
That's for me, fucked up.
Yep, somebody tell Adel about Google. I'm tired of not knowing what Google is. Type it into your computer.
I try to be present during the recordings.
Sorry, what? I was Googling ice cream. I just wanted to look at pictures of ice cream.
I'm sorry, what? I was Googling Mike Pence book deal.
Let's go back to the riddle.
Okay. Curb. Climb. Paragon. Kennel.
Curb. Okay, curb. GPC, let's work together on this one.
Oh, and also, what happens when you really have to poop? You have to pass a turb.
You guys are coming together.
I got a pair of turb.
They're figuring it out. They were
I just pooped the biggest turb I ever seen.
Yo, oh, I got a little prairie dog. I'm prairie dogging this turb.
Look at them. They're having fun.
Oh, Aaron, look.
Boys come
look. It's like kids on a diving board. Yeah. Aaron, look. Yeah. Watch. Whee! So curb could rhyme with burb.
Yeah, go do every letter of the alphabet.
Sure, Aaron, there's a couple types of burbs. There's a stork. There's a pelican. There's a toucan. There's a flamingo.
Flamingo.
What other burbs are there?
Curb could rhyme with herb.
That's it. And Aaron, repeat the last three words. One at a time.
Climb.
That is time. That is speaking time. Of Art Garfunkel,
mm-hmm.
Rosemary, parsley Thyme, Sage, and Parsley.
Mm-hmm. Rosemary and Thyme.
Imagine being so high that you're just looking at your spice cabinet and then you make up a song and an album based on that.
Yeah, imagine.
And then you go, dee, 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 dee,
What are the other two?
Hold on, Adel. If you were to be high looking at your spice cabinet, give me a little snippet of what that song might be.
Nice.
Oh, fuck. It's all right here. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, nutmeg cinnamon. Nutmeg cinnamon.
First two.
Both the spices put in eggnog makes it nice and thin. Oh, but nutmeg cinnamon. Nutmeg cinnamon. I got a nut. I got a meg. Married cinnamon. Ah, so fucking high.
Salt, salt, pepper, and salt, salt, and pepper, and a salt, salt, pepper, and salt, salt, and pepper. Salt, salt, pepper, and sugar, salt, and pepper, and a salt, pepper, salt, pepper, salt, and pepper.
Coriander.
That's so funny. I do love one of those songs where they're like, okay, we love the song, but you do say in the song, I got a nut. And we do think the internet is going to misunderstand that. They're going to take
we don't understand how they can take that out of context. We don't get what that means.
Listen.
Nutmeg cinnamon, nutmeg cinnamon.
Listen, we love the song. All we're saying is when kids are watching these superheroes busting ghosts, the phrase busting makes me feel good is going to hit different with the parents.
Okay. Time. So you got time.
Yes.
Paragon.
Tarragon.
Tarragon.
Kennel.
Fennel.
Yeah, you did it.
Nice.
Hope these were fun.
I thought they were.
Thanks for making the show, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. M from Canada. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you for that. These next riddles come...
Can I see a scene real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I will allow it.
Oh, thank you so much, Judge. I'd like to see a scene. Aaron, you are sort of a, maybe like a C-list Mary Poppins. So like if Mary Poppins was like a hot mess...
Right.
JPC, you are a young boy that she is babysitting or nannying for.
Okay, sure.
And Aaron, you're trying to get him to take his medicine, and you have a fun little trick on what makes the medicine go down smoother, but it's not a spoonful of sugar.
For every job that must be done, there is an element of, oh, f***, where's my bag? Oh, f***, my whole life's in this bag. F*** me. F***ing my bag. Holy f***. Oh, God, okay.
Sherry Grabbins.
Yes, hold the on, please.
Oh, my ears.
You've got nothing but time. You're a child, please, for the love of...
I've never heard such
thing. Oh, God.
Sherry Grabbins, I must have my medicine.
No, I'm trying to find it. It's more than just your medicine in this bag. Don't put everything in a one bag, Mary.
Sherry Grabbins, this is the police. Come out with your hands up.
Okay, we're not here.
What do you mean we're not here?
Shut the f*** up. Sit down on the ground.
What? Can I be in my bed?
Just a quiet boy on the floor trying to not get caught by the police. To not get caught by the police. Shut the f*** up, please.
We can hear you in there singing.
Shut up.
So we're going to start singing too. Are you ready, police? E-O. E-O.
It's super f***ing annoying that you're outside of my door.
Sherry Grubbins.
She never found her bag.
Oh, Sherry Grubbins.
Poor Sherry Grubbins.
I like that you just played Lily Allen.
Fuck, my whole life is in this bag. Fuck me, David Harbour.
Fuck you very, very much. Okay,
we got to make that a feature-length film. Aaron, what's the next riddle?
These are from Sarah. Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Oh, so we're out of the rhyme time?
Yeah, those are done.
Yeah, those are done.
So fun. Okay, on to Sarah, sorry.
All right. Of letters five, the first and last, long-awaited shining ring, resting place of kings long past, buried where the waters sing. What am I?
This is a national treasure-esque treasure map. Nick Cage and the other guy have to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says
okay.
Nick Cage and the other guy have to find it.
Hey, we all wish we could remember that guy's name, and he was huge for 6 years.
Yeah. John Voight?
No, he was just around in movies for 6 years.
He was the sidekick guy. He was
in National Treasure?
Sidekick in National Treasure.
Is he in The Hangover?
He may have been the guy in The Hangover. Yes, the guy who gets lost.
The husband?
The one that we don't see pretty much in The Hangover.
It's the guy getting married, right? It's his bachelor party?
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't possibly tell you.
We'll never know
because we can't Google it because we're being present or whatever. I don't fucking care.
Because we all put our phones in the middle of the table and the first person to touch their phone has to buy dinner and we all ordered big pizzas.
Big pizzas.
Expensies.
Of letters five, the first and last, long awaited shining ring, resting place of kings long past, buried where the waters sing. Where am I?
Where am I?
Last time you said what am I?
Oh, what am I? Sorry.
Drunk.
Drunk.
Busted.
This feels like Bubbins
and I'm drunk.
This feels like a stage description for like a Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Okay.
So is this is the answer like the Aqua Temple or something like that? Because they talk about collecting rings. They talk about like a weird location.
Resting place of kings, which would be Dr. Robotnik, who was eventually made king.
Okay, where do kings rest? In pyramids?
Tombs.
Huh? Tombs.
But it was a five-letter word. Tombs with an S or graves?
No.
Okay.
So this is a little bit confusing, so I'm going to give you, I'm going to guide you through it a little.
Okay.
So what is five letters that isn't a word, but it's sort of a list of five letters if you don't count Y?
What is five letters that isn't a word?
Yes.
A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah, so what's the first and last letter of what you just said?
A and
A.
U.
Mm-hmm.
Gold.
U.
Yes, it's gold.
Gold in them
long heroes. Awaited shining ring, resting place of kings long past, buried where the waters sing. Gold. Cool. I'd like to see a scene.
Sure.
Yes.
You're two men who have gone west and you're panning for gold, and that's the scene.
Thank you.
Gary, why don't you come down here by the river? I made a bit of a discovery.
Ooh, hot sauce. You found something?
Well, I did find something.
You found gold?
Well, close. Now, silver. I found a fish here, and this fish has a bit of glint to its scales.
Okay, I'll humor you. Looks like a fish to me.
Let me bite it, make sure it's real. Yeah, that's a real fish.
It's dead now. You took a huge chunk out of that fish. Okay, I was going to say throw it back, but... Nope. Okay, now you just threw a dead fish in the water. So, I don't know what are you trying to scare off his friends? Trying to set an example of this is what happens to fish?
Oh, fuck, he's dead. I'm scared. We're all scared and we're swimming away.
Great. Okay, well now all the fish are gone. It looks like they all... I mean, I guess your like, sadistic fish torture site is pushing the fish away. I'm going to go back and pan for gold over in my claim. Just, you let me know if you find anything interesting, okay?
Oh, Gary, look. I found something else.
Okay, what is it?
Now, if you look yonder past the mountains, just above that peak over there, in between the clouds, you see that big golden ball?
That's the sun. Are you staring directly at the sun?
I'm staring directly at the biggest piece of gold I ever seen.
Okay, you gotta stop. You're gonna burn out your eyes. That will destroy your eyes.
When I close my eyes, I still see the gold.
Yeah, they're gone. Your eyes are gone. Okay, so you're gonna be dead in a week.
Hold on. My eyes aren't gone. They're just liquid. Now they ran back inside the back of my head, and I feel it sloshing out, coming out of my mouth. Never thought I'd experience that sensation.
I've never seen a fellow swallow his eyes before, but I guess you out here panning for gold long enough, you've seen just about everything. Well, anyway, good luck at your claim. I'm going to go head over back to mine. You call me if you find anything interesting.
Oh, Gary. Hey.
What is it, Chuck?
I can't see anything anymore, but...
Uh-huh.
You smell that?
Do I smell that?
Yeah. It smells like a bear.
I do smell that. It does smell like a bear. I mean, another thing that it smells like is a man who's only eaten hardtack and beans farting. That's one smell that could be. But you say bear, I say just like a nasty liquid, heavy cloud of human debris.
Hey, it's me, it's a bear. Hey,
holy smokes, it's a bear.
Where are the fish?
I think the fish all got scared away.
Scared away by what?
A dead fish.
Well, I mean, dead is a very delicate way of putting it.
You guys come into my home, you steal all my gold, you scare away my fish, and now I'm going to eat you.
I only have one request, Bear, and it seems to be perfectly reasonable. Everything that you listed was something that we did. Before you eat us, can I please eat him? Let me at least get, some semblance of revenge.
Seriously, he smells horrible.
I know, it's not going to be fun for me. It's really going to be about punishment for him, not a reward for me.
All right, I get it. There's a food chain here. Go ahead.
I eat him, Bear eats me. You know, the world goes on.
I'm running away, fuckers!
He is not going to get far without his eyes.
See? Cool, let's finish these. Colors turned, beaches burned, diamonds spurned, what am I?
Wow.
A Rihanna song? This sounds like a Rihanna song.
Colors burned.
Like a B-side? Like, I mean, not like one that we all know, but,
no,
you know.
No, not like Umbrella. Colors burned.
Colors burned. Wait, colors turned, beaches burned? Which is burned?
Diamonds burned. What am I?
Diamonds burned. So diamonds burned.
Diamonds spurned. I'm sorry.
Diamonds spurned. What am I? You're drunk? Over.
Colors turned, beaches burned, diamonds spurned. What am I?
So... Okay.
When do you spurn a diamond? When someone proposes and you say...
When you're in love.
Oh, no.
No, thank you.
And the first one was season... What was it? Something
Colors
turned?
Colors turned.
Colors turned. So that would be the seasons, right?
No.
Spring, summer, fall, winter? No. Okay. Fuck me,
Beaches
I guess.
Beaches burned. No.
Oh, colors turned. It's the wheel on Price is Right.
Have you guys ever seen somebody propose like in real life, like out in the wild, just seen somebody propose?
Yeah, and I talked about it because it was at a, what was the name of that all-you-could-eat noodle
pizza?
Place?
No. Oh,
I remember you telling that.
Yeah, yeah, so we thought the guy was robbing the place, but he was proposing.
That's such a wild thing to do there. But you've never seen someone say no, correct?
Not in person, no.
No.
I did watch someone propose at a comedy sports match one time, and they cleared it with us, and they apparently they were big fans of improv, and she said yes. But the look that she gave was like the most like frightened, like it felt like if there had been no one there, I don't know that a yes would have been. It felt like a person who said yes to like move past this. And then it was wild. And it left me wondering forever if that ended up happening at all.
She would have said fuck no, but she didn't want to get one of those swear bags put on her head. Comedy
swear bags. If romantic comedies are any indication, though, we should have seen way more people say no, because at least, you know, half of the proposals in media are no's, right?
And also, we should meet way more 30-something-year-old people who have never been kissed.
Exactly.
And way more 40-year-old virgins.
All of my friends should have way nicer apartments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lofts. Big old loft spaces. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Loft spaces in New York City. Where is this? I can't believe it's not represented.
You know what's so interesting is the way that men's apartments are represented in rom-coms, there's no more high fantasy thing ever. There's always like, they have like bar carts with scotch and like a record player, and there's leather couches and it looks super beautiful. Like, I have only ever seen dirty navy blue sheets, a single pillow that they've been sleeping on since college. The mattress is on the floor.
The couch is a beanbag.
Their bathroom is... You need to be wearing like a biohazard suit to go into it.
I gotta see a scene. So, Aaron, we're gonna do a little gender swap here. Aaron, you're gonna be playing a guy who is bringing a girl back to his apartment. Let's say you've gone on like 3 or 4 dates at this point. Your apartment is just... everything else about you is like romantic comedy ideal. You know, you're like the perfect guy on paper, but your apartment is just like a standard 20-year-old dipshit apartment. And Adel, you're the girl who's seeing this apartment for the first time, and this is like after your like 3rd or 4th date.
So this is me. Do you want to see where the magic happens? I'm kidding. I'm actually cool.
This is me. What does that mean?
I mean, like, this is my house. I know you said, I was trying to make it.
And you say, this is me, to indicate this is your house?
I'm actually supposed to be super charming and cool, and you don't get, we haven't gotten to the part where
you're joking. You're so charming and cool.
I'm just a bumbling sort of likable idiot. I love it.
I would love to come in and see whatever Mad Men condo you own.
Okay, just be careful. A bunch of cans are going to come cascading out of this door when I open it, and...
Do you live in the Home Alone house?
So just let's wade through some of this garbage. I don't know how to cook, so I eat fast food 3 meals a day. McDonald's is basically my house. Let's keep going through here.
What the fuck?
This is my roommate, Todd. We were in a frat with Todd in college. Todd, you never close the door, right? You never lock it when you leave?
Never
close
the door. What's up, Todd? Nice to meet you. You have great legs.
Wait.
Yeah, this is Todd. He plays video games all day.
Why is his dog wrapped to the bed and fruit by the foot?
That's not a dog, my guy. That's a raccoon that we caught.
Oh.
Anyways, go this way. Here's my refrigerator. We got Bud Light. We got a stick of butter that Todd's mom bought for us 6 years ago.
That butter smells like the inside of John Goodman's asshole.
Uh-huh. We got a rotten lime. What else we got here? That's about it. We got some cheap vodka in the freezer.
Hey guys, I'm gonna go back to my room in just a second, but I gotta let you know, if you find my replica copy of Aragorn's sword, don't touch it. I don't know where
what do you
it
mean,
is,
don't
but it
touch
is,
it.
It's
a
so valuable.
Sword?
Don't. Aragorn?
I think I saw it under your Boondock Saints poster.
Which one? I'll go look at all of them.
Yeah, just check them all out.
Why do you have so many stop signs? Did you steal these?
Yeah, fuck yeah we did, and it was hilarious.
That's not hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny to steal stop signs that could potentially save people's lives. Right this way. This couch is from my mom's basement. Hold for applause.
This is a stuffed deer.
Mm-hmm. And it's got stains, stains, stains. Anyways, the
hey
windows
guys, Todd,
can't
again,
be opened.
Don't want to interrupt again. Rick, I just wanted to check with you. Porn's coming on. Do you want me to DVR it, or are you guys going to be done, or...
Denise, what do you think? DVR? Watch it live?
Let's watch it live.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, pretty cool.
Okay.
Sorry. I know it's really dirty in here, and I know that it doesn't go well with my perfect architecture job and my great looks and my good smell, but I just never really learned to clean because I had this nanny growing up. Yeah. She was a real piece of trash, but she used to clean our house. It was awesome.
It's okay. Hey, it's okay. And listen, I don't care where you live, okay? All I want is you. And now I want to fuck you on this mattress that's just laying on the floor.
Yeah, the fitted sheets are never quite around the edges of it. Kind of sexy hot, right?
That's because it's a king and the fitted sheets are for a queen.
See. Thanks, Todd.
Todd's helpful.
Todd's pretty helpful.
I've been in that apartment. I think he wouldn't mind me saying this. That was Sean's first apartment when I met him when he was 22.
Oh, no.
Wow. You
can
think he wouldn't mind you saying that? That's wild.
No, we talk about it all the time.
Now the microwave.
I mean,
now the microwave makes so much more sense.
Yeah. No, he's a very clean person. I think just when you were in a frat in college, your first house, it was in Wrigleyville. They started from a negative place. It was a disgusting apartment that they moved into.
I knew a guy.
Started at the bottom, now you're here. JBC,
Sean,
you
just
saying?
Texted me, did you say my name?
I knew a guy in college who would go to McDonald's and buy like $30 worth of food and then come home and eat it. Eat whatever he was going to eat, and then put the rest of it in the microwave, and then just microwave like the next day when he wanted some more, and then take out what he was going to eat and leave the rest in the microwave, and then microwave it again. And he would do that like 3 or 4 times until all of the food was gone from the microwave.
And did you see this man whenever you looked in the mirror?
Nice.
The best thing that I ever did was become a vegetarian when I was 14, because I got to miss like all of those terrible habits of like, I would just watch my friends eat like McDonald's for every meal and be like, I've never been so lucky that I literally can't eat here.
Let's hear this riddle again, Aaron.
Yeah, so two things. I said, Sean said, did you say my name? And I said, yes, I was talking about your first apartment. And he said, oh God.
I'm ruined.
Okay, so we're going to do two more and then we'll take a quick break. Colors turned, beaches burned, diamonds spurned, what am I?
Colors turned.
What would happen if you burned a beach?
Tie-dye. If you burned a beach, it would turn into glass.
Glass.
My friend.
Yes, it's glass.
Glass.
Okay, I get it.
One of my favorite rom-coms ever, Sweet Home Alabama. That guy, the hot one, her original husband in it, you guys know what I'm talking about?
Leonard Skinner?
In Sweet Home Alabama, not the song, the movie with Reese Witherspoon, and he puts like the pillars in the sand during a storm, and then they get struck by lightning, and it burns the sand, and it turns into glass sculptures.
What?
Hmm. You haven't watched Sweet Home Alabama?
Not recently.
Why are we not watching that yearly?
I don't know.
I work with people who don't watch Sweet Home Alabama once a year.
Home Fries every year.
I'll watch the one where the woman lives in a Walmart. Isn't that a movie?
Once a year?
There's a rom-com where I think somebody lives in a Walmart.
Oh, that's not iconic, though. Okay, whatever.
I thought Nomadland was a rom-com, apparently.
What the fuck? Okay, guides you toward a peaceful dream, paramount across the sea. Fragrant herbal clouds of steam. Guides you toward a peaceful dream, paramount across the sea, fragrant herbal clouds of steam, messenger of destiny.
Well, if you want to get paramount across the sea, you're going to need a VPN. The answer a VPN?
Wake me up inside.
Guides you toward a peaceful dream, paramount across the sea.
That's Evanescence.
Fragrant herbal clouds of steam, messenger of destiny.
Is this a genie in a bottle?
I'm going to love you the right way. No.
So wait, was Christina Aguilera singing about her clit?
What? Yes. Go watch Sweet Home Alabama. Go. Go.
Am I in trouble? Is this my first
one? Yes, you are. You're in so much trouble.
Fragrant purple clouds of steam. Is this a diffuser?
Ooh.
Fragrant herbal clouds of steam. What?
Teapot?
Steam. Yeah, tea. It's tea.
Tea. Oh, what's the tea? Nice.
Yes.
Aaron, anything to plug?
And we're coming back from the break, and we're doing some main course riddles.
Woo!
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut? Would you new makeup? What's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath. I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so Is this like a professional photo shoot? Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
And we'll be right back after these ads.
And some warm-up riddles. Listener-submitted warm-up riddles. Ever heard
of
it?
Yes.
Actually, I have heard of these.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, then this will be easy for you, and I'm sure you'll get the riddle right away.
Oh, JPC, I think it was a rhetorical question.
Oh, fuck. Did I get that wrong again? I have got to Google it. Not during this episode, because I'm going to make a rule right now. No Googling during this episode.
Did you get it wrong again? Oh, I expected you to say yes. Well,
now I'm confused because is it? God.
Oh, you're confused?
I really want to win that horse.
So these come from Pavel from Boston. Very cool. Thank you so much for listening in Boston.
We'll spell Boston as well, please.
BOSTONSSISSIPPI.
Nope, it's SHITHOLE. Boston.
Quoi?
Quoi?
Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I bought a book of Russian children's riddles because I have a one-year-old who I am speaking Russian to. That's very cool. I bought this book on eBay, and there's really only one riddle worth sending because it translates fairly well. Here it goes.
Notice they said they weren't teaching the child Russian. They said I'm speaking to the child in Russian, which is probably baffling this child.
They also never said it was their child. This could just be a child that they see on walks, and they're like trying to activate them as a sleeper cell.
So let's see.
I have a one-year-old. So hopefully
Well, no. I mean, that just means they're in possession of a one-year-old. That does not mean that they're a biological father or in the other sense of father.
I am not a king, but I wear a crown. I'm not a horse rider, but I have spurs. I'm not an alarm, but I wake everyone.
I like to solve all these puzzles.
It's one puzzle.
No. I'm not a king, but I have a crown. That would be a tooth. I'm not a horse, but I have spurs. That would be the city of San Antonio. And what was the third one?
I'm not an alarm, but I wake everyone.
That would be...
The answer to all three of these is Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
Adel, is there any chance that he played for the Spurs?
Absolutely not.
No!
We're talking Nuggets, we're talking Knicks, we're talking Trailblazers, and now the Lakers.
Hey, if we're talking Nuggets, we're talking Benji, or we're talking Chicken, we're talking Dino.
I do think the Denver Nuggets cheerleaders should be called like the Sauces or the Sweet and Sours or something.
Oh, yeah. They should just be branded. They should all be branded with a different uniform that's a different Dunkin' sauce.
Oh, thank God. That's what you meant. When you said they should all be branded, I was worried.
Okay. Just so we know, that is what I meant, what you're worried about. But not just cheerleaders. I think everybody should get branded.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, no tattoos, just branded.
We're into the cult phase with JPC. He's trying to start a cult. Just ignore him.
Okay, first of all, you can't ignore a cult. That doesn't make it go away.
Oh, my God. What is the answer?
Okay.
Airborne. Take it at the first sign of a cult.
Is this... Okay. I'm not a king, but I have a crown.
I'm feeling really vulnerable.
I'm not a...
And this person said they can make my career go a little further. All I have to do is move far, far away from my family and friends and worship a man who's a narcissist. Wait a minute.
Thanks, Airborne. Created by a teacher.
There's nothing in the rules that says a born can't play basketball. Airborne. And the last one was, I'm not an alarm clock, but I wake everyone up.
Yeah, this is definitely the best clue.
Is it like a sun?
No.
Or a rooster? Oh, it's a rooster.
Yeah, it's a rooster.
Oh, rooster has a little crown. Their legs, their feet have those little spurs. I want to see a scene.
Oh, okay.
Aaron, you are a farmer.
Thank you.
And now we'll get into the scene. Aaron, you're a farmer. You found that you have been unsuccessful as a farmer because you sleep too heavily. Mm-hmm. So you have invested in a rooster. And so this is morning number one with your new investment. JPC, you are the rooster.
Got it.
And you're maybe not worth the money that was paid.
Sure.
Well, pardon me, ma'am. Now, I've been perusing through your kitchen supplies, and I noticed that you have a wide variety of herbal teas.
Now, why are you in my room?
Now,
it's still dark outside.
I'm a coffee rooster myself, and I do not get up out of bed without a hot cup of
joe. Are you wearing my bathrobe?
Now, this is your bathrobe? Then why does it fit me so well? That's what I would like to know.
I can only see your head. What do you mean it doesn't it fits you so well?
Now, I did find a little can of instant coffee, but a good God-fearing rooster such as myself would never deign to put instant coffee in his delicate rooster throat.
Am I dreaming?
These are your glasses? Well, then why has my prescription never felt so right? I must be nearsighted, farsighted, and got all kinds of astigmatism.
Wait, sorry. You're the rooster I hired yesterday? Aren't you supposed to stand on top of the roof and go...
Too high. It's simply too high up there, ma'am. Now, I did make my way up on top of the roof, and I gotta tell you, those 30-year shingles aren't rated past 25, and they got 5 years left if there's a life of rooster in my book.
This is a real boundary cross. I'm in bed with my
You're telling me
right
the only reason I came and got this job is because my wife crossed kind of a boundary with another rooster, and I said, I'm packing up my bags, heading down to the rooster depot, and getting out of here.
Are you wearing my wedding ring?
This is your wedding ring? That's an honest mistake. I do apologize. I take it off and I give it back. I did not see a gentleman in the house.
Man, you have to stay outside with the other animals. You can't just come into my house. You can't wear my bathrobe and my glasses and my ring.
Stay outside with the other animals? You expect me to frolic around with the chickens? You expect me to carouse around with the cows? You expect me to hang out with the horses?
Yes.
I have never been so insulted in my life. And I got salted out of Kentucky Fried Chicken for near on 30 minutes when they thought that I was breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Scene.
I'm not done yet. I got plenty more to say.
You're fired.
I've never been a rooster that was also a lawyer. Your Honor, if I may...
We've got another one. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
So and another one. More warm-up ready that I came across.
Okay.
These blades don't cut, but
Wesley
they
Snipes.
Are themselves cut. What they be?
These blades don't cut, but they are themselves cut. I mean, Wesley Snipes was cut for Blade, and then who's
cut for time
playing?
This is an unhelpful
Blade.
Thought in your brain right now. This
say his
thought's
name
not
is
helping you.
Mahershala Ali, Madishahu. That's his name.
Aaron. Can you remember what it was when we were in Denmark that you asked me a question and I showed you something on my phone? And you can tell the folks at home we were at that comedy club listening to a improv and stand up show that was all in Danish.
Yes.
And you asked me a question. And I very quickly Googled something for you and then showed you my phone, but I don't remember what the question was. Do you remember what the question was? It was very late at night.
No, I remember the second they started talking, you turned around to me and you went, Well, uh-oh.
They were speaking all in Danish, didn't know what they were saying.
And I laughed so hard. What was the question?
I don't remember, but it's a bit that I got from Brad Pike, which is when someone asked you a question. I went on my phone and very quickly Googled Ryan Reynolds Blade Trinity, and then showed you a picture of Ryan Reynolds shirtless and Blade Trinity. And
you know what it was? It's because I needed your help with my COVID pass.
So I said,
could you bring up the QR code?
You asked me if you could use my QR scanner on my phone, and I showed you a shirtless picture of Ryan Reynolds from Blade Trinity.
And I got it, and he pulled it up, and it hit really hard, you guys. It's a great bit. You should use it.
You should use that. Credit Brad Pike. Brad Pike, all credit goes to you, the Devil's Daughter. You can check out their Patreon, check out their podcast. But Aaron, I got to say that my answer to what is cut and also cuts... I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds from Blade Trinity because
boy, oh boy. These blades don't cut, but they are themselves cut.
I think it's Bic disposable razors. If you've ever had to shave with one of those in a pinch, it is a fucking nightmare.
These colors don't run and these blades don't cut.
Any guess of what it is?
But they are cut.
I would like to see a scene then. Okay. I don't know. If you don't know, I'm going to ask you to see a scene.
These blades don't cut. What about like helicopter blades? I guess they cut the air.
You think helicopter blades don't cut?
Yeah.
Buddy.
They shouldn't. We hope they won't.
You have to watch one of the Indiana Jones. Aaron, is it like safety scissors?
Nope. Okay. We're going to see a scene.
Okay. Right. I got to see a scene.
JPC, you are the son now, and Adel, you are his dad.
You're the son now, Troy.
And Adel, you have, this is the first time you have made your son cut the grass with the lawnmower. And okay. JPC, you're just complaining the whole time while your dad watches you mow the lawn.
All right. Tad, push it forward.
Dad, can't we get one of those like auto-pushing lawnmowers? Like, why do we have to use one with manual blades? Literally nobody uses these anymore.
I'm teaching you responsibility, okay?
Because how is this responsibility?
Because it's awful. And you should know that life is awful. So I'm setting you up for life. Because last night, you came home wearing a what?
Wig.
A wig. Yeah. And it wasn't just any wig, right?
No.
No.
It was a Wigman's party platter.
It was a Wigman's party platter on your head.
I think that's a regional food grocery store, sir.
There was capicola. There was salami. There was Munster. There was cheddar.
There's the meats, all the cheeses, sir.
Yeah, and then what happened to all the neighborhood dogs? They ran inside our...
They ran inside our Ford pickup truck.
That's right.
And they all put on their hats and sunglasses, and they played a little poker in the in the bed of the truck.
Yep, and then they drove off. Like in a country song. Dogs driving a pickup truck.
Dad, don't you get it? I don't need to learn responsibility. I know life's awful. You're already my dad. It's going to be a bad life for me.
Okay.
Can't we at least compromise and get a working lawnmower?
You are a working lawnmower, okay? You are.
I'll pay for it.
You'll pay for what?
I'll pay for the lawnmower.
With what money?
The money I won from playing poker with the dogs in our truck, sir.
Exactly.
Scene. That is,
Aaron,
I love any regional grocery store.
That was anything that we said in there the answer to the riddle?
Yes, I set up a scene that's the answer to the riddle. It's grass.
These blades don't cut?
Mm-hmm.
A blade of grass?
I'm sorry. Oh, the blades of grass, okay.
I feel like as a child I have gotten a paper cut from a blade of grass. I feel like that has happened to me.
I've absolutely had that happen.
Sharp grass.
Sharp grass, everyone.
Adel, JBC, how are you guys?
Good.
We just came back from a long trip together.
A 12-day trip for some of us. And
boy, are our arms tired.
Arms tired.
I gotta say, 12 days, I think mine was 10 days, too long. Aaron, what do you think about trip length? Yours was a little longer.
Yeah, mine was like 16 days, 17 days. Way too long to be away from my dog and her little nose.
Mm.
Absolutely not. Would never do a trip that long again. But I had the best time, and it was so fun to see how many waffles JPC could put in his body in the shortest amount of time I've ever seen. JPC, tell everyone about your waffle experience in Denmark.
I mean, I think I ate waffles almost every day that we were there. I was there for 10 days, and I think I had waffles 6 times, I think was what I clocked in at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but the every day he'd come in with Adult, he would come in real hot. We wouldn't even be asking about the waffles. And he would claim, I am absolutely not having waffles today. I will not be eating waffles. And Adel and I would look at each other like, well, he's
nobody brought up waffles.
Waffles.
He would go for a jog and he would send us a picture of the place that sold waffles with like the gates closed. And he's like, I'm waiting here if anybody wants to meet me. It was very sad.
Now that we're all back, though, I got to ask you, how's the jet lag? The jet lag coming home?
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not pretty brutal. The most fun part of traveling, for sure.
But it was delightful to be... It's our first international trip, the three of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we went to some very fun places. We went to Tivoli Gardens, which is like a amusement park from like the 1800s, which was very fun.
Loved that. Loved Copenhagen in general. Loved mm-hmm. Denmark. It was... I mean, I loved so much of the trip, but a highlight for me was getting to see some improv, like getting to watch people improvise in class. Everyone was so talented and so funny. And then I also loved, we got to see Aqua.
Oh my God.
The band, kind of by accident. Oh, Adel.
I told Erin when she first arrived in Odense, which was the town we performed in. Did I say you arrived?
Yeah, you're
you
tired.
You did say arrived.
And I
thought,
was like, holy shit.
I thought, what a word.
Wow. I
realized
pointing
I it said
here,
it. Folks, yeah. Arrived.
Arrived. When you arrived in Odense, I leaned over to you while we were eating dinner and JPC was eating waffles. And I said, Erin, can I blow your mind? And she goes, what? What is it? Don't joke around. And I go, Aqua is playing at this festival. And Erin gave a scream that turned into a laugh that turned into her sobbing. And then JPC said, no, they played yesterday or last night. And Erin scrambled onto her phone and looked it up. And it was like 5 days away, so we didn't miss it. And then we bought tickets, and I thought it would be, like, funny. Like, I thought it would be, like, we see Aqua, and it's, like, funny, and we have a good time because it's dumb. But we had a good time because it was amazing. They were, I mean, it was a tight, tight performance. They played all the hits. It was such a blast.
They played all the hits they could play. They played all the hits that they had to play.
And they spoke to the crowd only in Danish, but they sang only in English.
All their songs were in English. Yeah, which is very strange.
I could not have had more fun if I had tried at that concert.
And you
tried. I like my cheeks hurt from smiling after the night. They played Dr. Jones, and I was so happy. That's my favorite song of theirs, and it was so good. You guys, it was so good. I'm so happy about it.
We were saying the guy from Aqua should like remix almost any song with him just popping in to say something, and I think we landed on Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Being like, I want to hold your hand. And then the guy would pop in and say,
hold your hand. I'm holding your hand. I love to hold your little hand. We're holding hands. My hand's a little bigger. Hold the hands and hold the hands.
The guy from Aqua truly, I mean, he truly got a great deal out of it because he gets to be a singer and he doesn't have to sing. And what a wonderful, it's kind of like how we all get to call ourselves comedians.
Yeah.
Without being
baby,
funny.
Baby, sure. I've been missing you. And I hope you miss me too.
I now realize that my go-to for karaoke is going to be all Aqua songs. Because that's what during karaoke, I want to sing without singing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. I just wanted to say, and I let it slip earlier, but because we got really into the Aqua talk, but I really enjoyed Copenhagen, but now I feel like I got to cope from all the hanging I'm missing.
Ooh,
oh,
nice one.
Cause,
that's good.
Because we're not there anymore.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Okay.
I love that for you. JPC, I love that for you.
The other thing that we saw when we were in Copenhagen, right outside of our hotel, Adel and I, was an Ironman race. And I Googled what an Ironman, but we won't Google this episode. I Googled what an Ironman race is because I was like, I'm vaguely familiar with the idea. It is basically a death march. I don't know anyone who's ever done an Ironman, but then we watched some of the Ironman people walk by. And I kid you not, we saw 9 of the exact same guy. It was like
they look like clones.
It was like watching like Stormtrooper like training squad because it was all just like all Boba Fett clones.
Yeah, it was Winklevoss twins had 9 brothers.
Yeah, just running with like dead eyes after they'd like swam 40 miles and biked 180 days, and it was wild.
It was insane.
I would never. I would
never. Me neither. I could never. I would blow up. I would just die.
And Aaron and JPC, before we get too far in, I do want to apologize because I have a bit of a head cold. And I'll,
you?
I'll probably sound, yeah.
No. Yes. I can't tell at all by your voice and your everything.
Oh, wait. You're being fish. Welcome to Beverly.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron Keefe.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Adel Rafai.
You guys, can we try something kind of, I don't know, little spooky, little weird, little quirky, mm-hmm. little fun for this episode?
Okay, I'm into it. Aaron, what do you have for us?
I'm all errors.
What if we make this
Hold on,
as...
I'm sorry, Adel's eyes are all zeros and ones. I think he's all errors. Let me just do a hard reset. There
tilt,
we go. Okay.
Tilt.
Oh, he's better. Okay.
He's better.
So I would like to make this as confusing and difficult to record as possible. You know I like to make things a little tricky on everyone. And let's do a reverse episode. Sort of start at the end, go back to the beginning, have our food before our dessert of talking at the end. What do you guys think?
Aaron, just to clarify, this is a reverse episode. This is not a Tarantino episode. We're not going to see in the middle. We're not going to see one scene from the beginning. It's not just going to be, it's just reverse straight through, not out of order.
We'll kick that one down the road. We'll do that later. Okay, sure. Complete out of order.
And sorry, Aaron, is this kind of like the Twin Peaks movie where one of us is talking backwards and giving clues and the rest of us have to solve a murder?
That will be really confusing, and I don't know who we would murder. So let's just do a regular old reverse episode.
This is just a standard backwards episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we've already started. Isn't it too late?
Nope. Let's begin right in now.
Okay, everybody recording?
Yep.
Yes, I am. I was cousins with Flea, but I fled because he hit me.
JPC mentions his cousin every chance he gets. JPC mentions his cousin every chance he gets.
Anthony Kiedis kissed me on the pisser. Anthony Kiedis kissed me on the pisser.
We're ready to go, baby!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.